There were also problems with the route of the highway planned to go through a national park.
When you get up near Mount White, you'll notice a cutting that heads off to the right, where over a million cubic yards of rock was taken out, and you know that's $1 million worth or more of work was done and abandoned. The intended route of the freeway was to go down through this cutting. It was a shorter route, but certain people in the national parks and wildlife, this route went through national park area, so they said they didn't want it to go through this area. It was the logical route to take. It was the shortest route and the easiest one. But here you have the situation within a government where one government department is up against another government department, and one minister against another minister, and a premier is not game to make a decision. And after a lot of argument, it was decided that we would abandon that route and take the route that it follows now. The funny thing was that after we'd made that decision and we'd started to do the redesign, the minister who handled the National Parks and Wildlife Service went on leave, and the minister for Main Roads took over in an acting capacity for the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And during that time, he signed a document which extended another national park, and it included the new route of the road. And immediately, National Parks and Wildlife Service asked for the road to be diverted again. And our minister was in this position of having signed the document. After a lot of argument, sanity prevailed and we stuck to the line.
Eric King recalls the circumstances regarding the official opening of the Barara to Hawkesbury section of the freeway, involving the then Minister for Roads, the Honourable Pat Morton.
We had a section to open when we moved on this, the southern side of the river. They wanted to open the section on a certain date. We thought we'd open it January of the following year. And our minister at the time said it wasn't good enough. It had to be before Christmas so that the Christmas traffic could have it. And then he had a bright idea that his birthday was in October. And he said, well, that's the date I want it opened. And we said, it's impossible, sir. It cannot be done. And then the commissioner, John Shaw, at the time, he said, it can't do it. So the minister turned to me and put me right in the spot and said, you can do it, Mr. King, can't you? And I said, I'm sorry. The commissioner said, we can't, and we can't. He said, well, what would you need to be able to do it? I said, we'd have to work two shifts a day, and we would need another, I forget the amount now, maybe $1 million or so extra. And all he said was, you've got it. And we did it. We opened it on the 27th of October, which was the minister's birthday.
The next section of the freeway was the Burunga to Barara sector. And here the DMR ran into some considerable environmental problems.
The line that we'd selected ran through Muagamara Sanctuary, and there was a particular baronia growing in that area that only grew there. Grows nowhere else along the escarpment. And the chap who looked after the Muagamara Sanctuary appealed to us to shift the line to avoid it, and we did.
Six wombats had been observed. Wombats, if they're on a regular route, typically a route to water, they're not going to be deviated off that by anybody. You put a fence up, they'll go under it.
So we put in this big corrugated sheet culvert to enable the movement across in this national park where we'd gone, so that they could move within the park without any trouble. And when we built it and put it into operation, there were a lot of jokes and things about whether you had to put up signs telling the wombats where to go and so on. But to establish whether it was being used or not, they'd spread sand at the entrance to the or through the culvert, and prints would be checked, and it was used. They could tell whether it was a wombat or whether it was a rat or a bush rat or whatever, and certainly was used.
So the wombats are smarter than you think?
The wombats didn't need to be instructed, yeah.
Anyhow, the location was finalised, more or less, with acceptance of national parks. It went to the minister. The minister asked for a formal model to be made, which was quite an elaborate model. Anyway, the model went to Laurie Brereton as minister, but the minister was still worried or concerned environmental significance and whether this job should take such a high precedence. One of his phrases I can still remember, "Why do we need a freeway leading from the blue blood country to the north? Why don't you build more roads out Bankstown way where the real people are?" I thought on that one, and I thought of an answer for that. I said, the people living up north round Woi Woi are retired good Labor voters, and the traffic is their sons and daughters going to see them at the weekends.